Fun 107, Michael, Gazelle, and Michaela, the MGM show. It's time for our South Coast Health Community Spotlight. And this week, we share that spotlight with the Zyterian Theater and the Director of Education and Community over there, Blair Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
So happy to have you with us. Now, typically, the theater is where literally a light is shown on other people. So
sure.
It's nice to give you guys
the
spotlight.
Thank you for having us here today. I'm excited, a little nervous, but excited.
You'll be fine. Can you give us an update on where we stand with the Z?
We reopen January 17th. We are collaborating with New Bedford Festival Theater and New Bedford Symphony Orchestra, two of our resident companies. It's mm-hmm. the first time we're really coming together as the three houses. And we're doing a bit of a variety show. There'll be ballroom dancing. There'll be Broadway. There'll be comedy. So
wow.
You get a little bit of everything that says welcome and welcome back. So mm-hmm. we have two shows.
How far into this are we? I feel like it's about a year and a half or so. Is that about right?
Technically 2 years.
2 years.
We had our block party August of 2023. Mm-hmm. And then we broke ground June of 2024.
Has this gone by quickly for you or has it crawled?
Oh, it's gone by really quickly for me because we really focused on community and having things be accessible while we were closed. So the education department was still programming.
Yeah, it never really stopped.
Exactly. It never really stopped. Yeah. And so for me, it's like lightning speed.
And I love the Z, what it stands for. How important is it to have access to a place like that in our own backyard, in our own community? Because exposure to the arts does wonderful things.
To me, it's essential. I'm an arts kid. I am definitely a product of what access and resources can do. And it made things possible, right?
Yeah.
Like when you see the magic on stage, no matter how old you are, you're like, how do they do that?
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a chance to really dive in and see how the magic happens, it's like, not only can I work, but I can also be. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people just need to know that it's possible.
So when you guys reopen in January, what do you think the general public is going to be most surprised to see?
Has to be the speakeasy.
A speakeasy?
Has to be the speakeasy.
Yeah.
Everybody loves that nightcap vibe where you're not ready to go home, mm-hmm. but you're not quite wanting to do the main event. And it's like, what can I do for the next couple of hours? Check out the speakeasy.
Well, the countdown is on to January 17th. Can't get here quick enough. Blair Taylor, Director of Education and Community, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
The South Coast Health Community Spotlight on the Zyterian Theater today. Fun 107.